4 o'clock,
yeah? No, it's 15 to 3.
To 3?
Uh-huh. This is 1.
Fish.
2.
Fish.
And a place where the bones come together is called the...
fingers.
Or any place where your bones come together.
Your own.
When you get old, you get a little bit stiff and your...
fingers get stiff.
Uh-huh. Well, not only your fingers, but your knees and everything. You get stiff in your what?
In my bones.
Okay. Do you ever call that joint or giant?
Joint.
And on a man, this is his...
chest.
And these are the...
shoulder.
And this is your... this whole thing.
Your leg.
And this is 1.
Foot.
And you have 2.
2 feet.
Okay. If I get down in this position, you say I...
on your knees.
Well, not on your knees. Just down like this.
Stooping down.
If a child wanted to hide from you, you might run behind the sofa and so you couldn't see him do what?
Stooping down.
Did you ever hear a name for this back part of your thigh right here?
No.
Did you ever hear haunches or hunkers?
No.
And this sensitive bone here is your...
knee bone.
And you say, he ran down the springboard and he, what, to the water?
Dived into the wall.
What?
Dived into the wall.
Okay. Several children have already...
dived already.
But that child was too scared then.
To dive.
And if you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a... you're supposed to go in head first, but sometimes you hit the water flat, you call that a...
I don't know.
And you said he dived in and what across?
Swim across.
Okay. Several children have already...
swim already.
And that child doesn't know how to...
swim.
You say, yesterday I went across the lake.
And he didn't know how to swim.
Uh-huh. But yesterday I dived in and I...
swim.
And if you don't know how to swim and you get in the water, what might happen to you?
Drown.
Uh-huh. You say, yesterday somebody...
drowned.
When they pulled him out, he had already...
been dead. Uh-huh. Drowned.
And a child puts her head on the ground and rolls over. She turns a... if she puts her head on the ground and rolls over, she'd be turning a...
a somerset.
And you say, a beast stung me and my hand is what?
Swollen.
Huh?
Swollen.
Okay. Right after the beast stung me, my hand... pretty badly.
Swollen.
And if a bee stings you, your hand is gonna...
swell.
And say if you've gotten someone's medicine, you go in and you see the medicine still by their bed, you'd ask, why haven't you...
taken your medicine.
And the person would say, well, I already...
took my medicine.
And in another hour, I'm gonna...
take some more.
And you'd say,